I'm Alex Makovica, and it's time now for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. On the phone with us today, Catherine Frells, assistant professor in the Plant Breeding and Genetics Department at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. And Catherine, you guys are in the thick of the Nebraska Wheat Variety field tours going on across the state. Give us the details of this year's tour.
Yeah, it's we're excited to kick off the tours. Next week, we're going to head out west, and we'll be covering from West Central all the way out to the Panhandle. We've got a variety of field tours starting June 11th out in the Panhandle in Banner County in the morning at 9 a.m. Mountain, followed by in Dual County at 5 p.m. Mountain Time. Then we'll move a little bit back into central Nebraska or west central Nebraska at the Perkins County. This will be this field day is at the International Wheat Research Center in Grant, or the Stump Farm. So that's on a university farm, 10 a.m. Mountain Time. And there is lunch with this one. So great opportunity to come check out some west central Nebraska varieties. On Thursday, June 13th, we'll be back in the Panhandle at the High Plains Ag Lab in Sydney, 8 a.m. Mountain. And then that evening, we'll be up in Box Butte County with Collin Farm Seeds. We've actually got a irrigated variety tour at 3:30 p.m. Mountain, and then a 5 p.m. Mountain time for our dry land plots. And there's dinner with that one, too. So come get a burger with Chris and company. Finally, we'll wrap up back in west central and southwestern Nebraska in Furnace County on Friday, June 14th at 11 a.m. Central, and then end our tour of the state in Red Willow at the Peters Seed Farm. 5 p.m. Central. And so we're really excited to have you join one or more of these tours. You'll have the opportunity to interact with me, the UNL wheat breeder, as well as UNL entomologists, plant pathologists, cropping system specialists, and then we'll also have reps from Plains Gold, Lima Grain, Westbred, and AgriPro Seeds. So there's a good chance you'll be able to connect with a representative for maybe a variety that you grow, or check out some of those new varieties on the market. We've got a lot of great things to talk about this year with disease and yield and end-use quality. So come find your new varieties with us.
All right. A fully loaded next couple of days or so, really the next week. If folks want to get more information, find that list of where they can attend, what's the best way to find that information?
So all those details are going to be at varietytesting.unl.edu, or just Google the Nebraska Crop Performance Testing Program and look up the wheat variety tours. You can also find us on Twitter at Husker Wheat, and at, I believe it's CPT, or CP Testing at Nebraska. And feel free to direct message us, send us an email if you've got a question that you'd like answered on the field day. We're happy to make sure those get on the docket, but feel free to ask any question you think of while we're out there.
All right, excellent. Well, good luck. I know you guys have a busy couple of days, so Catherine, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Alex. Happy to be advertising these really fun interactions for growers and producers.
Our guest today, Dr. Catherine Frells. She's in the Department of Agronomy and Horticulture at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. I'm Alex Makovica for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. This is the Rural Radio Network.